Have you ever noticed how many Christians live forgiven, but still kind of chained up? You know, Paul's burden throughout Romans is not merely that people would know they are forgiven, but that they would live in the freedom Christ purchased. Too many believers settle for surviving spiritually instead of walking in freedom. They carry guilt that Jesus already paid for. They remain trapped in patterns that Christ has broken. They continue striving to prove themselves instead of resting in grace. But justification by faith changes all of that. Jesus did not die merely to improve your life. He died to liberate you from the bondage of sin and self-righteousness. And that means freedom is not found in doing whatever you want. Freedom is found in finally becoming what you were created to be in Christ. And that is alive and joyful and obedient, at peace with God. The law could expose your chains, but only Jesus can unlock them. And when the Spirit of Christ fills a believer, the chains begin falling off one by one. The grip of sin weakens. The appetite for holiness grows. The burden of condemnation lifts. That's real freedom. Not pretending sin doesn't exist. Not excusing rebellion. But living empowered by Christ instead of enslaved by the flesh. The gospel doesn't merely rescue people from hell. It teaches them how to truly live. So what area of your life still feels chained? Bring it honestly before Christ today. Pray this prayer with me. Jesus, teach me to walk in the freedom that you purchased for me. And here are two other peoples that you can pray for. Pablo Munoz and his family are national change makers in Chile. And also the Safwa Life Word broadcast for the people of Tanzania.